In what spirit the chanting of the holy name should be done is illustrated in this famous song. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar aparadaguchi shuddhanamerucchi kripa bale habe hridaye sanchar kabe habe bolo se dinamar. So he is singing. When will that day be mine when all my offenses will cease to exist and the taste for chanting the holy names of Krishna will awaken in my heart, will be infused into my heart by the Kripa Bala or by the power of the divine grace. Of course, this aspiration should be expressed after having done one's homework of endeavoring for the consciousness of Trinadapi Shunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, to be more humbler than a blade of grass and to be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige and ready to offer all respects to all living entities. And then with an endeavor to develop that type of consciousness, one can also aspire for this aparadha gucci shuddhaname ruchi. Then one can ask, when will my offenses cease to exist? And when will the taste for the holy name awaken in my heart? If this is done, the chanting of the holy names will certainly touch the heart of the devotee as much as the lust touches our heart, or as much as the greed can be experienced in one's heart. A greedy person or a lusty person or an angry person can experience these emotions because they touch the heart of the person and they shake a person. As much as these bestial emotions create instability in the heart, similarly, the bhakti also is a spiritual emotion that can be experienced by a sincerely practicing devotee with this aspiration. Kabe habe bolo sedina amar. Generally, when we chant the holy names, we find that the mind gets into a mode of seeing colorful forms and shapes and thoughts and plan making and desires, and the holy name goes to your background. It is somewhat like a background music. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It goes to the background, and in the forefront, we are just like a cow which has eaten some grass, is sitting in one place and ruminating. It keeps ruminating. Similarly, we are ruminating the thoughts. Different colors, shapes, forms, plans, activities. So we are not spelling out the holy name, we are spelling out the thoughts with the mind. The mind is ruminating, like a cow ruminating the food. It's constantly ruminating varieties of material, thoughts and plans and desires, while the holy name goes to your background. It's like some very light background music. On the background. It is not in the forefront. So this whole situation has to be reversed. So all the thoughts and plans and desires should be kicked out and the holy name should be put in the forefront. And with complete attention and concentration, a chanter should take one Mahamantra at a time and put it in the forefront and endeavor to hear every word of the Mahamantra. Just like when you drive a car, to say that to keep the control of the steering means to not let it go out of control when we are driving. Otherwise, imagine somebody is driving a car, letting the steering out of control. Where will the car go? There is sure to be a crash, an accident. So the accident in our chanting of the holy name is distraction. That is a distraction. So we have to chant with concentration. There will be a slight distraction. Again, bring it back and chant with concentration. So in order for doing this successfully, many great acharyas down the line, I read in the book, even for over 100 centuries, he says, which means for many, many long years, this practice has been there. Like Veerachandra Prabhu, son of Nityananda Prabhu, he used to have a black stone engraved with Mahamantra. Just exactly like you see there, behind Tulasi, you see there in this fashion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he used to keep it like a deity and worship. And down the line, there has been many acharyas like Bhagavan Das Babaji. There are many people who worshipped it exactly like a deity. A black stone engraved with the Mahamantra. They would do abhishek, they would do offer flowers, they would offer worship, they would offer obeisances. And while chanting with the eyes focused on each of these words, they would take care that the mind doesn't get distracted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And it is extremely powerful to concentrate like this. In the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, they call it as a Trataka Dhyan, where they keep a lamp in a windless place and they keep looking at it continuously for a prolonged period of time. And yogis have practical realization that by seeing like that, the mind becomes calm. The mind becomes very serene because the lamp doesn't waver. And this is very similar to that, that you see the Mahamantra, the mind which tends to jump off like a monkey to so many distracting elements. The mind gets fixed when one is seeing the syllables of the holy name, when one is seeing the letters of the holy name. And then gradually one closes the eyes and tries to see the holy name in the eye of the mind, and then one starts hearing attentively. With a calm mind, with an attentive ear, when one is chanting the holy name, over a period of time, it's possible for one to concentrate. And then, of course, with the development of the right attitude of Trinada Pishanichana, combined with these efforts, then one will develop that hankering. Kabe have bolo se dina amar Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees, or ocean of mercy, and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.